Hey, I know a lot of you guys out there are working on your content plans. So today we are talking about how to make educational content for social media in just a few easy steps. All right, buckle up. Let's see you on the inside.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Content Toolbox. Today, it's all about social media and content planning for social media. And what do we want on social media? We want information that is going to drive content back to our website, back to our offers, essentially, growing our list, growing our bottom line. That's what it's all about, right? So let's talk about the steps that you need to go through when you're creating that content plan for the educational content for your social media. So the very first place that you may not think that you really need to start, but it's really number one, to identify the goals that you're trying to achieve. And you guys, I'm including some really cool links and stuff in here to share for additional research, but Sprout Social, I'm going to quote something here from Sprout Social. So they actually have a graph, a very cool graph, that they talk about the different goals for social marketers. So here are some ideas of things that you may be wanting to reach for in your social media marketing. So let's consider these. Increase brand awareness. That's the number one goal that most businesses have. Sales and lead generation, increasing community engagement, growing my brand's audience, and increasing website traffic. All of those things are definitely things that are possible through social media, right? Honestly, okay, I have a really fun story. So I have a client who we sat down to try to identify her goals, and she was like, oh no, I just want my own TV program. Like, that was her number one goal. Ultimately, as we peeled back the layers, the number one TV program was so that she had more brand awareness, so that she actually could grow her bottom line, which is kind of where we're all going. But if all you want, if you're like, I just want a TV program, cool. Okay, so what metrics does that actually affect? What are we actually trying to go after? The reason you want to know that is so that you know if you're being effective. So you know what to measure. So you know if you're being successful and moving towards your goal. So we have to establish that goal first. Second thing we want to do is establish your audience. And I know we've all been through these audience personas here, but you really want to know who it is that you are talking to and where they hang out. So you may be like, oh, I totally know where they hang out. Still do some research, line up some research of your prospects and your customers to the channels that they're on. There are plenty of stats out there. If you just even Google, like, top social channels for men ages 35 to 50 who are affluent, like, you will start to see the channels based on the numbers and based on the research. Make sure that you at least do that research, because some of the things may surprise you, right? Okay, so we want to make sure that we're identifying your audience. Then you're going to do some audits. And of that, I mean, you're going to be looking at your own content internally, and you're going to be looking at a competitive social media audit. So to start with, on your own content, what you want to do is you're going to go through anything that you've already been producing and go look at the numbers. Did you know? I know a lot of marketers don't even know that there's even an insights page or your analytics page, or there's insights on Facebook and Instagram. And like, you can go and see the demographics of people seeing your content. You can go see where they're coming from. You can see the the posts and things that people have engaged with or shared or liked or commented, or which ones got more reach. Depending on the goal that you are after, those different metrics or KPIs, key performance indicators, are going to make a difference based on like what you're trying to go after, right? So you're actually going to just create a simple spreadsheet. In fact, I think even Sprout Social has a cool little template you can grab for that. And just record it. Just record where you're at. Like, I know what I'm going after is reach because I want to increase my brand awareness. Awesome. Okay. So how much reach have different posts done for you in the past? Is there a similarity between the look and feel or the content or the like the message, the style of what's being done? Look for the similarities between the ones that are the winners, right? And then you're going to go do a competitive analysis. And that is going to look at all of your competition on social media and find out what they're talking about. What are their popular posts? What are people liking and reacting and engaging with there that aligns with your goals you're trying to reach? This is starting to make sense, right? So we want to look at your competition. And if they're doing something you're not, cool. Then you know, like the next, one of the next things that you need to do, right? Pretty awesome. Now it's time to start coming up with a content calendar. So with that, there's going to be a couple of steps, things that you're going to want to go through and do. One, you want to look at, see what promotions, what launches, what, like, do you have any new products or programs or events or anything like that coming out that you know you want to promote? In which case you want to make sure that's on the calendar and that your promotion of that is all lined up on the calendar. And then you're going to start identifying your topics that will support awareness of any launches or any things that you're doing there. Okay. Then we want to go and fill in the rest of the gaps, right? So here's a very simple way that you can do this using simply Google research. And so this is going to go back to your audience persona and like what problems you were trying to solve for them, where they're hanging out. And identifying, and this may be a matter of picking up the phone and talking to some of them, or actually doing like an ask campaign via email, or like however you want to get this information, but find out what the things are that they are going to be searching for in order to find you, to ultimately get to your product or service or program or whatever it is you're trying to promote. So that is some of your educational content. With that, you want to know, what are the things that people are searching for? Then you're going to go plug that into Google and you're going to find out what are the like top rated. And you can use, you're going to want to use some sort of a search tool. And I don't want to get totally into it here, but my favorite is Keywords Anywhere. Super cheap, super easy to use. But you want to go look at what are the top volumes. So of all the things that people are searching for to come to me, what are the top volumes, right? We're just going to leave it that simple. So you're going to find what some of those things are and you're going to plug them in. Now, for those of you who already have some of that, what the next step that you're going to look at is not only how popular it is, but how much competition is there for it. And the sweet spot is maybe not like the most competition, so like the most searched for. And then there's the least searched for, meaning you're not going to get a whole lot of volume, but somewhere in the middle, right? In the middle that doesn't already have a lot of other results that are coming up for that. That's going to give you the best chances of ranking, like coming up in Google for that kind of thing. So we're going to use those to help you craft or curate the initial topics that that you're going to talk about, right? So you're going to plug those into some of the holes. Now, when you are creating your content calendar, you want to be thinking about, what are some of the things that I know that I can produce and talk about, as well as what are some things that I can curate? Meaning, can I post social posts sharing other people's information? Because it's still you serving it up. Even if you're saying, hey, I came across this really cool article, link into somebody else's article. And that's still providing authority for you as a social post. but you are not having to actually come up with all of the content on your own, right? Okay. So that is social curation. Now, when you're creating your content calendar, there are all of these different golden ratios and things that people talk about, but here's really what it boils down to is you want a mix. So you want a mix of providing valuable content and promotion of any products or services. So the promotion, in my opinion, the promotion of your own products and services should be something more like 10 to maybe 20%. The rest of it should be valuable information. Now, not all that valuable information has to come from you. Some of that valuable information can come from you and the core content you created, repurposed. And some of that information can be curated information that you're looking out and finding, you know, other posts that you're going to share for other people. So, makes sense so far? So with that, what you're going to do is literally just take your content calendar and say, okay, I have a Facebook page and I have my Twitter channel. So every day on Twitter, I want 5 posts a day going out, and on Facebook, I want 1 post a day. So you're just going to start plugging some of those things in. It's a lot easier to remember that just because it's one post used here doesn't mean that you can't use the same post again later, especially on Twitter, right? And especially when you're sharing other people's information. Very cool. It's also really easy to repurpose your own content. So when you're looking in an entire calendar, it doesn't have to be that daunting, because all you have to have for 1 month is like 2 to 4 core concept ideas that came from that initial research that are going to support your launches and programs. But you're going to then turn around and say, okay, now how am I going to repurpose my own message? And I'm going to do, you know, quotes from all of this. I'm going to create little video snippets or audio sound bites. And those are all things that you can do, like repurpose of this topic, right? And then you also have content curation. Remember the awesome articles other people have written. So you can post onto those and your own commentary. Like, hey, I picked up a really cool, just like I just told you guys, Sprout Social has a really cool template and this chart that I used. So that would be a perfect one for me to be able to curate and show, like, hey, these guys have done some awesome research. Here it is in context of everything else that I'm doing, right? So don't let creating a content calendar be a daunting thing. Just create a grid, create a spreadsheet, whatever you want to do for each channel. Plug in those initial core 2 to 4 different concepts, and then repurposing and social curation. All right. Okay, so the next step that we have is for you to determine which channels that you are going to be on. Now, you've already done some competitive research, so you know where your target demographic is. Actually is, because you've done the research to find out not just what you think. You're seeing where your competition is actually amping up their reach as well, so that's things that you can follow. So you're going to select your channels, and if you're just getting started, I'm going to ask only pick like 1 or 2 channels to start with, because it's so easy to be like, all right, I need a Facebook page for myself and a Facebook page for the business. And then I have my Facebook group and I have my personal profile. And then I have an Instagram account for the business and an Instagram account for myself. And then now I have this YouTube channel and I want to create another one. And I want to do so before long, it's like, if you set yourself up with overwhelm, you will not guaranteed, you will not be effective in all of them. So it's that whole like spreading yourself too thin. I know that you want to go to all of them. Definitely plan on it, you know, over the course of like a year, but start with just 1 or 2. And then as you have those and it's like, all right, I got this. Like, we're totally on it. We're hitting out all of our goals. This is working. Awesome. Let's add another one in. So just please, please, please be very careful there. Do not spread yourself too thin, right? Okay. So you want to look for those channels. And then you also want to make sure that you know what you've already worked on creating your content calendar. Now here's where you're going to go back and refine your content calendar. And you're going to say, okay, here is the types of repurposing that I'm going to do. So for every core content that I have, I know that I'm going to create like 1 soundbite, one little like headliner, audiogram kind of style. And I want one that's a photo of me with text or something. So you're going to figure out what types of repurposing you're going to be using. And make sure it's something that you can do consistently and over, because when it is systemized like that, it's easier for your team to be like, all right, I know that we have to create one snippet, two quotes, and we're going to do this text with a candid photo. Like every time, if they're doing that, it's much easier to create that system and create a process that your team or outsourcers or whatever can follow, because it's the same thing each time. So I just said that, I don't know, five times, but it's that important, I promise. All right. So not only do you want to look at what are the types of repurposing that we're going to do, but you want to look at what is your consistent brand, like your brand consistency going to look like. Now for us, for example, we have Formula Done. And I have had for as long as Formula Done has been in existence, like 11, 12 years, I have had a color palette, right? And it's always the same color palette. Now there's a lot of colors on there. You'll see purple and green and pink and orange and blue, but it's always the same colors, right? So we stick in that same range. Now, over the years, we have kind of modified some of the fonts that we're using. There's always a consistent font, which is something like sans serif, like a century Gothic. And then we've done some that are kind of more racy theme. And then we've done some that are more like scripty kind of theme. So based on the demographics that we want to reach in that channel, like if I'm mostly targeting women, I'm going to stick with more of the scripty fonts. If I'm wanting to target more men, I want to bring in more, you know, masculine type fonts, right? And if you're trying to go for a mix, you want something that's going to be aesthetically pleasing to each. And those, when you're doing your competitive research and things, you can also see what your competition is doing, because that will help you kind of identify who they are marketing to. And the branding helps to identify the consumer that they're going after, right? You want to make sure that your branding matches and that your branding is then going to be consistent across the channels, because while we're going to post different content onto different social channels, your brand still needs to be a consistent front. So consistently posting, and it needs to look and feel, have the same look and feel through the whole thing. So with that, there are plenty of guides out there to kind of come up with, like, here's our brand guideline. Every time we use a photo, it should be this way or these colorings, and only pair these colors with these colors. And if you really just kind of want to come up with something very simply, go find a feed or something that you like, right? And say, all right, here's generally what I want, but with our colors or something like that. It doesn't have to be super complicated, but make sure that you understand, here is our consistency. Like, here's what our stuff needs to look like. And here's the ways that we're going to repurpose that. With that information, then you're going to go update your content calendars and say, okay, now on this day, I knew that it was going to be a repurposing of core content one, but I do know, okay, so now this is going to be the snippet, and this is going to be the first quote over here, and this is going to be a headshot with copy, right? So you can start filling that in, and then you already know what the look and feel is going to be like. And then, voila, you have an entire content calendar that is posting like every single day. Then we want to talk about creation and distribution. So here is where you, as the business owner, get to be the attractive character. You get to produce that initial core content. Especially if it's a video or audio or something like that, where you need that initial authoritative voice, you as the attractive character. That can also be coming from a ghostwriter as a blog. Like, your core content could be, especially as a larger corporation or things like that, and you don't want to necessarily have a one face or voice, it can be that the product is the brand, the product is the face, right? And you're creating consistent content from a writer, but with that, you want it to have the same voice all the time, right? And so that's different ways that you can kind of focus on the branding. But here's where you're gonna wanna delegate out, here's the process, and here's who is gonna be responsible for each step. So that way you get all the way through creation of the assets and then delegating who it is that's going to be creating all of those extra little sound bites and repurposing things, and then who is going to be posting, right? Also, do not forget who is going to be getting the metrics back out of that and providing you as the business owner with a report. So you want to know what is working. So I literally, like, I just got off of a call here with my team and we just went through our monthly metrics. And so I can tell you guys that, like, this is literally fresh off the press. So what we have found is that our top rating posts on our Formula Done channel are ones that are like quotes and more soundbite type things and with a certain look. Okay. Then on the virtual gen side, I know that we have found that the top rated things on each of those channels, what's happening there is the tips that we've been producing. We've been playing with Instagram Reels. And then for every episode we do, we're creating a tip and we're creating like an infographic and little carousel style tip graphics to be able to share. Here's the content, but broken down into these really simple little tips, right? And so those have been some of our top performing posts. The other ones that have been the top performing posts are the ones featuring yours truly. So the ones that are actually having my own face and photos of me, which isn't truly surprising because that goes back to where we're talking about wanting to share stories and share stories, like build that personal relationship. So if people are feeling like they are being connected because they're seeing a photo of me along with some information that I'm sharing, that's the whole point of social media, right? But looking back at that, we can see, okay, we know that these types of posts are really performing well on these channels. So that means, all right, when we're planning for the next month, we want to make sure that we're actually putting more photos of me and highlighting more of those tips so that we can get even more reach because we're seeing that that's what's working, right? Whew. Okay. So there you go. That is just a few steps on how to create a content calendar and how to really make educational content for social media. So the reason it's educational is because you are finding out what is it that your customer needs and what are they searching for and how do you solve that, right? So then you're focusing your core ideas ideally around what your customer needs. Then you're creating content that's going to help them. It's going to educate, right? And then you're finding ways to repurpose that and share that same message through content curation, through content repurposing of your own message, and finding out like what visually is going to move and attract people. All of that working together to bring together a plan that's going to be, okay, here's this plan. And now we know how to modify it for next month as well. So it's an ever evolving process, but as long as you are always focusing on what is it that my ideal customer needs at the stage that they're in. And that if you want to go, I've done another episode where we talked about like mapping out the customer journey and how you find out what they need at that step. But really what it comes down to is what content does my customer need and how can I provide it to them in a way that they are going to want to read and absorb and click and come through for more. So that's almost like that is ideally what it's all about, right? This is just a plan to help you actually get there with guidelines so that you know what you're aiming for and when you've hit it. All right. So go put together those social media content calendars. I want to hear all about it. I can tell you guys that we have watched our metrics almost double every month since we have been consistently doing this and planning out our content, looking at what we're doing, what we're aiming for, and how well we're doing. So as long as you are watching, like you're setting those goals, you're watching your metrics, it can keep working. We have doubled traffic to our website in just 1 month. Like it really does start to make a big difference right away. So get out there. Get creating that educational content and work on your content calendar for your social media. So love to hear any feedback, reviews. You guys, we are trying. We are coming up here on episode 100. So if you like this episode, please download it, leave a rating, leave a review. We definitely want to hear from you. If you're watching it, if you're checking it out from social media, take a screenshot and post it on social and say how much you're enjoying it. Awesome. Thanks, you guys. Make sure you visit the Virtual Gen and get on our list so that you do not miss out on any of those super amazingly designed tips that we've been sharing. And we'll see you guys on the next episode.